While Marine commanders try to rally the local population to support the fight against the Taliban, the Afghan government is looking to talk with Taliban leaders. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has described it as a move toward reintegration and reconciliation.
Still, for women in Afghanistan, making peace with the Taliban may be especially difficult. Some activists are worried that the brutal days of Taliban rule and how much women still have to struggle will be forgotten. At the State Department later today, two of those activists will be honored with this year's International Women of Courage Award. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this profile.
Shafika Qureshi doesn't see herself as a hero. She's a soft-spoken policewoman who, through an interpreter, described the State Department award she's receiving today as one for all of her countrywomen.
This award is for the Afghani women who survived. For 30 years, they were in constant war. They were subject to all kinds of torture or all kinds of hardship.
Colonel Qureshi runs a U.S.-funded program in Afghanistan's Interior Ministry to recruit more female police officers. There are just 944 now, she says. Her own career was interrupted by the Taliban rule from the mid-1990s to 2001, which she called the dark years, when women were brutalized, kept at home, and not allowed to work.
The Taliban, during those 6 years of when they governed the Afghanistan, they have left such memories that is unacceptable by the Afghani woman for them to come back.
But that's what she and many others are worried about when they hear talk about reconciliation with the Taliban. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is supporting a program to find alternative jobs for Taliban fighters, those who joined the cause not for ideological reasons, but simply because they were well paid. Clinton has been much more skeptical about broader reconciliation efforts. But Afghan President Hamid Karzai is promising to hold a peace council, or jirga, and women activists in Afghanistan want to make sure they're at the table.
That peace jirga, we want to have our presence. And now they are agreed that one woman will be able to be part of, member of that peace jirga, but we try for more.
That's Soraya Paksad, a past recipient of the State Department's Women of Courage Award. She came to Washington recently on a trip sponsored by the advocacy group Women Thrive Worldwide.
The big problem in Afghanistan today, I see, is that women are not considered as a core part in the agenda. In the security issue, women are not invited, never. In the development, women are not considered as a key part. And just when the woman issue is there, they try to have one woman representative.
The 39-year-old mother of six ran a secret program to educate girls during the Taliban years, and now she sees threats not just coming from the Taliban, but from local warlords where she lives in Herat.
My life is at risk because I'm a women's rights activist. I'm running two shelters, two safe houses, because my work is sensitive. And because of that work and because of the women who are living in our shelter, they are, of course, some of them are belong to a local commander. Daughters, relatives, wives, sisters, sister-in-law, somehow they have a relation with them. And the calls has that the call has to send them back. But as I'm committed, I can do that.
Paksad says violence against women is still a major problem in Afghanistan. Colonel Qureshi, the policewoman who's receiving the State Department award today, is trying to make sure that issues like domestic violence are addressed by Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. And she's trying to persuade more women to join her in this cause. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.